Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm out and about again at this time of year. I'm in the RDS in Ballsbridge. We're Gifted, Ireland's biggest Christmas craft, design and artisan food fair, is actually taking place. You can meet over 400 makers, enjoy demonstrations and workshops, all while finding unique quality gifts for your loved one and stocking up on those tasty festive foods. I'm delighted to be joined by Patrick O'Sullivan. He's going to show me around and introduce me to some of the exhibitors here. But first, he's going to tell me about the event. Now, I've been here before, as you know. Remind us how many years we're going in this wonderful event.
This is a fantastic event. It's going for about 40 years now, just a little over 40 years. It started in the early 1980s, and it's just grown and grown over the years. And one of the big reasons is that it's the Irish people want to support local Irish craft workers, people who produce the products from all over the country. All 32 counties are represented here this weekend. And we have very great support, very loyal support over the years. People come back again year after year. They say it marks the start of Christmas for them. It's become a real tradition for a lot of people, and it's fantastic to have that support.
Am I right in saying, Patrick, that there's obviously criteria to get to be one of the 400 exhibitors here? You mentioned Irish made, handcrafted. There isn't a way that somebody importing something for say can get under the radar here.
Well, under the radar is one thing, all right, but we do. We have a selection committee there that work with us very closely. So everybody coming to exhibit for the first time, they have to apply for a stand and they fill out an application form and tell us what they're intending to do. And then our selection committee, they say whether it meets the criteria of the show, which is that the thing must be predominantly handmade, predominantly designed in Ireland or within the European community, and that it meets certain other specific requirements that we have for the show. That it's not people just importing stuff en masse and selling it cheap.
Okay. Now I'm still here at Gifted. I'm wandering around the stands. I've just stumbled on a lovely little stall, Pop Out Planet, Outcrop, and it's a wonderful series of maps illustrated beautifully. And I'm going to talk to the people behind this wonderful enterprise.
My name's Maeve Pudney.
Now tell me about this business. It looks fantastic. Maybe you might describe it for our listeners.
We've got two different brands. One of them is Outcrop, which is based around layered landscape maps, all made in our workshop in Sligo from bamboo wood. And we map all people's favourite places around the country, places that are special to them. We can engrave a message, you know, so they're great presents, especially for someone overseas. And we also, on the bigger pieces, we do custom pieces as well. We can, you know, mark favourite places on the front. Yeah.
So ideally what you do then is, do you work off ordinal survey maps? Or because I see you've got the topographics, the heights of the landscaper, and it looks really, really neat.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we do. We actually use the satellite data. So I have a background in engineering, and I've created a model of the whole of Ireland, actually. So we download all the most accurate information. Sometimes we have to go back to charts as well and paper maps too, just to fill in the blanks. But yeah, it's all accurate. And we can really pick out any details that are really important to the customer. So, okay. You know, like mountain tracks or bike tracks, or, you know, we've plotted swim maps for people. So all sorts.
Well, listen, well done. Keep doing what you're doing. I hope trade is good for you. Really impressive.
Thank you.
Now, one of the premier stalls here at Gifted is the McGee 1866 range. Beautiful range of tweeds and clothing. Graham from the South Ann Street branch is here manning the stand. McGee is it's an institution. It's been around, as you say, since 1866. Tweed, I know you do ladies and men's, but the sort of tweed country gent look or elegant lady from the countryside, the image, the history, who designs all this?
So our head of design is Charlotte Temple. So obviously she'd be part of the Temple family, who are the McGee family.
Yeah.
But as you said, yeah, we stay true to our heritage, but we also bring in kind of new collections. And we've branched into ladies' handbags. We have linens, we have pajamas, scarves. So yeah, we're doing a bit of everything at the moment.
I've spoken to Patrick Temple before about the campaign to achieve protected status for your range of products, something like champagne or Parma ham. So that would be around tweed and Donegal tweed.
Exactly, yeah. So we're fighting hard to get the EL rubber stamp onto the tweed label, the Donegal tweed. So yeah, that's something that Patrick's working really hard towards in the near future.
So that would obviously protect the craft. It would mark an international standard that only people from a particular geographical area would be able to call their products Donegal tweed.
Yeah, so like as you said, like the way champagne has to be from a certain region, Donegal tweed has to be from Donegal, you know. So yeah, it's just to protect the craft for our future generations, really, you know.
Now I'm over in the food section of the RDS, still at Gifted, still wandering around the stands, an amazing array of really, really cool foodstuffs. My next guest is Conor Grimes. He's from Spoonful Botanical. Now tell us about your product and what it is that you have here.
Yeah, so what it is, it's a really good kind of natural anti-inflammatory food. So people suffering with joint pain, arthritis, all that kind of thing, there's been really, really positive feedback on the product. And we bring in everything in root form. So your turmeric roots, ginger, cinnamon, black pepper. We grind everything right from the roots back down into powder form, and then we ferment it. So the fermentation then is really good for the gut and the gut health. And you're also getting all your anti-inflammatory ingredients in one teaspoon every day.
Your packaging and your branding is very eye-catching, again, for a food product. I think it really looks sharp, it looks really high-end, yeah. And I just think the overall look and feel of the product. Explaining fermented fruits and spices to people, is that challenging?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the idea actually started myself and my wife. We were traveling around India and around Asia, and we just seen how they were using all the different raw root ingredients in their diets. And my granny actually had really bad arthritis at the time. So that's why we brought back home the first ingredients and started fermenting them the same way that we'd seen when we were abroad. So trying to explain it to my granny was very difficult at the time. But the fact that it was just a one heap teaspoon every day, it made an easy way to kind of incorporate it into your diet every day. So that does get over the hurdle of kind of trying to explain the fermented fruits and spices part.
So once granny can understand it, it's ready for the public.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned about the packaging as well. A big thanks to kind of Board BIA and Enterprise Ireland. We did a lot of work with them kind of around the packaging and branding of the product. Okay. So they were a massive help to us as well.
Finally, can I ask you, are you expecting good sales here at Gifted this few days?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our fourth year doing Gifted now, and yeah, it's been a fantastic event for us every year, you know, from both the public side of things as well, and then we get to meet a lot of our shops and store owners as well. We're stocked in over 500 stores around the country now, so it's great to see so many familiar faces.
All right, well, good luck with us. That's Conor Grimes there from Spoonful Botanical. Thanks for joining us, Conor.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Now, palm-free Irish soap, lovely array of product here, lovely aroma from the stand. Delighted to talk to Tony here from palm-free Irish soap.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you doing?
I'm real good.
Good, yeah. Yeah, palm-free, so we don't use any palm oil. And that's a choice we made because of the sustainability issues around palm.
And tell me about when you don't use palm oil, what do you use?
We use coconut oil,
right.
Lots of coconut oil, olive oil and sunflower oil.
And I assume that there's a marked differential in price, is there, when using one versus the other?
Yeah, palm oil is relatively inexpensive because it's mass produced, but coconut oil, unfortunately now, because of the palm oil situation, has doubled in price really.
Okay.
Over the years, yeah, and it's been increasingly hard to get hold of, but we manage, yeah.
Some of the I won't call them flavors because they're not for
we call them varieties, yeah.
Some
yeah,
of the varieties, yeah, then, yeah, if you look at lavender, seaweed, lemongrass, rosewater, all lovely fragrance. Is there a science behind matching the fragrance with the soap?
Well, this is down to Caffi. Caffi, it makes all the soap, right? Yeah. So, and it's all pure essential oils. We don't use fragrances at all.
Okay.
So, say the likes of lavender. It's a traditional lavender soap that we make. So, lavender would have cooling, calming properties, relaxing properties. Yeah. Something like the lemongrass one, is more uplifting and refreshing.
Okay.
The seaweed then has got a hint of mint in it, which is cooling to the skin as well. So they've all got their own individual properties, yeah.
Now, this is the first day of Gifted. You're manning the stand here. You have a nice corner site.
The displays
look great. Are you expecting to do a lot of business here now over the next couple of days?
Oh, my God. Touch wood, Bobby. Yeah. Now, I mean, we've been coming here now for the last 28 years.
Right.
And so far, so good. We haven't had a bad one yet.
Okay.
So.
Well, look, I noticed people lining up here to buy the lovely Palm Free Irish soap. So I'll let you get back to work, Tony.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, pleasure.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.